4.37.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Westminster Abbey, which, as you know, is one of the most important and historic churches in Britain. Over 1,000 years of British history are contained within these walls and, indeed, under the floors. We are now standing in front of the high altar. Many of you will recognize this as the place where Prince William and Kate Middleton stood at their wedding in 2011. And of course, many other royal weddings have taken place here. It's also where Princess Diana's coffin was placed during her funeral, although, as you probably know, she is not buried in Westminster Abbey. You may notice that although the part of the building where we are is obviously very old, the altar is relatively modern. In fact, it was designed in the 19th century. Now, if I can direct your attention. Right, let's continue, shall we? The area where we are now is called the Shrine of St. Edward the Confessor, who was king from the year 1042 to 1066, and was the first king to be buried in the abbey. You can see his tomb here. These tombs here are of an early king, Edward I, and his wife Eleanor, who was the daughter of the Spanish king, Ferdinand of Castile. There's an interesting story here that when Queen Eleanor died in 1290, the king and queen were in Lincoln, about 145 miles from London. Edward followed her body to Westminster Abbey, and at each place where they stopped overnight on the way, he erected a memorial cross. They came to be called the Eleanor Crosses, and three of them still exist today. In fact, if I take you away... Let's move on to see some other royal tombs. We are now in the beautiful Lady Chapel, or Chapel of Henry the Seventh, as it's also called. Many other kings and queens are buried here, including Queen Elizabeth I and her half-sister Queen Mary, the daughter of Catherine of Aragon. Now, you'll notice... We are now standing in an area called Poets' Corner, which is probably one of the most famous spots in Westminster Abbey. The first writer who was buried here was Geoffrey Chaucer in the year 1400. Charles Dickens was also buried here, and although Shakespeare is not buried here, there is a plaque for him. Jane Austen has a plaque as well, although, again, she is not actually buried here in the Abbey. If I can bring you along this... We are now in an area called the choir. These seats are where the Westminster Abbey choir sings during church services. As you can see, there is a tall and very lovely screen here, and on the other side of the screen is a monument to Sir Isaac Newton, the scientist. A number of prominent British scientists are buried in this area, including Charles Darwin and also famous English composers. Moving on in this direction, we can see how the windows... The simple wooden chair that you see here is the coronation chair. It may look simple, but for hundreds of years, nearly every English monarch has been crowned here, including our present Queen, Elizabeth II. There's also a funny story about this chair. In the 18th century, there was a school for boys in Westminster Abbey. And if you look at the back of the coronation chair, you can see graffiti. I mean, places where schoolboys have carved their names and written messages on the chair. Look here. one boy has written, "I slept the night in the coronation chair."